independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What is up, party people? Happy Friday. Hope you're doing well. All the men and women out there who have served this amazing nation, continue to do so, whether it be full-time or as a reserve. And those of you who've lost family members, who've sacrificed, I want to say once again, there's nothing else we can ever say that says thank you enough, that allows us to come on here and do what we do. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's CNN and MSNBC and Fox, whether it's the reporter down the street who's reporting on something, it allows us and has continued to allow us to have the freedoms. And my uncle, who passed away a few years ago, who served in Vietnam, and, you know, it's just one of those things where even though he didn't die in Vietnam, it came home with him, and he struggled for years, and we just need to honor those men and women. Hope you're doing well on this Friday. Big, fun weekend. Lots of stuff to get to. Quickly, I don't care about the Kushner stuff. People will bring it up. Don't care. I don't care about the Russia stuff when it comes to he said, she said, she said, he said, blah, blah, whatever. One thing that does interest me about all of this is James Comey. And not so much James Comey, but what he's come out and said about the fact that when he went public, he did so knowing that there was certain things inside of emails and papers that had been altered and that they were false. He did so because he felt he had to get in front of it. He did so because he felt he had to protect the Shield and the FBI. All of that stuff will come out later on down the road. What I want to point out to you, though, what I want to point out to you is this subtle leaks that are happening that are altered. They're tainted. They're not real. But they're getting out into the public. And over the next several election spans, they're going to be growing. And this is, you know, the funny thing is, with the fake news, it's not always because somebody's reporting something fake. Sometimes they're reporting something fake based on the fact that they believe it's absolutely real and that they've been duped. And if you're not following this, let me tell you, let me give you a quick rundown of what this is. Essentially, there are hackers that are getting inside of places where classified email is stored. Sensitive information. Rather than alter all of it and then throw it out there and make this big splash, what they're doing is they're doing just enough to make it interesting, start conversations, and plant seeds of doubt. Essentially, if you got the test and you knew all the answers and you were an F student and you go and get an A, people are going to think, probably cheated. If you got a C, nobody might pay any attention to you. In a way, you passed and you got away with it. That's what this is. It's subtle leakage, which is also the name of our new band that's going to be touring with Douchebag Safari. It's very excited. Very excited. But it's tainted as well. So you're seeing all of this stuff come out, and what they're doing is they're going in, and there may be 1,000 pieces of information, and they may take 2 or 3 that are vital, and they'll alter them a little bit, and then as if they weren't there, they'll be back in there, and then people will see them, and they'll expect the fact that journalists aren't going to really go through all 1,000 pieces, and they're not going to know what was on there before. And in saying that, most individuals aren't going to do their kind of homework to look through all this stuff, and they're not going to know. So they're going to take it face value, everything else, where the inside people may understand this isn't real. It's like the best counterfeit dollars you've ever seen. That, to me, is very intriguing. Because sometimes the fake news that's coming out isn't really the fake news. It's not real news, but the people that are delivering it don't know. Imagine this. You buy something and you get back a $20 bill. And the next time you go like back to your bank and you put, hey, I got to deposit a bunch of cash. And they'll say, you know, one of these, this doesn't feel right. And you find out it's counterfeit. You didn't know it was counterfeit. You didn't pass it on purpose. You just assumed, right? That's kind of what this is. It's very interesting. And so watching for those, because it's about importance and finding the truth. But sometimes, with all of the facts in front of you, people may not even understand what the truth is because it's becoming so blurred by these little subtle changes that are now being lashed out and thrown out into our media, into our world. Last night, Gianforte, the congressman he is now the congressman-elect in Montana, won. He took to the stage after victory. Of course, the day before, he and Ben Jacobs got into what was a beatdown more than a fight or an argument. Gianforte maybe put his hands around his neck, definitely grabbed him, threw him down. There was a scuffle. Ben Jacobs from The Guardian asked him a question about the CBO's report on the healthcare bill and how they scored it. It was at a barbecue for people that are potential constituents and voters, and he didn't want to have any of it. They went at it. They scuffled. Was not a good situation. He came out and kind of, you know, tried to defend himself. Last night, though, he did win. Not handily, but 70% of the people who voted voted early. So they had already made up their mind. And you know what? For a lot of people out there, I saw people out there that were saying stuff to, like, even the CNN reporters that were out there saying, you know what, you're lucky I don't punch you before I go into this ballot box kind of thing. It's the people that are Trump supporters, they're not a fan of the media either, so that's not going to make them change their minds. But last night, Gianforte took to the stage to talk about said incident.
I should not have treated that reporter that way. And for that, I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs.
Yeah. I thought he could have been a little bit more contrite. I thought he could have been a little bit more apologetic, less celebratory. But he wasn't. He continued to go on.
I took an action that I can't take back, and I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way that I did, and for that, I'm sorry.
And you're forgiven.
Well, again, you don't get to forgive him because you're not Ben Jacobs. Ben Jacobs did speak as well.
I mean, I'm there to be a reporter. I'm not. This is, you know, American politics. It's not supposed to be professional wrestling.
Okay, you don't need to be so whiny. I'm not there. You know, I'm there to report, and I don't. It's like, slow down. Calm down. All right? You didn't die. Nobody killed you. They're going to replace your glasses. This guy faces 6 months in jail. He'll never see a day of jail whatsoever. He'll pay a fine. He'll make an apology. You'll sue him because that's the world we live in. You're litigious. Everybody's litigious nowadays. So eventually you'll sue him, and everybody will get on with their life. He'll settle out of court for some undisclosed amount, and we'll all move on with our life. Can we just do what I just said, and that way we don't have to go on with this? Trump, by the way, has not backed away from him. Instead, he said, congratulations on your victory. Way to go, Montana. And Greg is going to make America a great again. And so, I do love how I've listened to a lot of people on, you know, all the talking head shows, and I've read a lot of articles and op-eds, and I laugh my ass off that they're blaming Trump for this, right? Look, Trump may not be a fan of the media, but he's not throttling the media. He may not be a pal of the media, but he's not beating the media up. You take your own responsibility for your own actions. You took action. You did something that was stupid. All right? You've got a misdemeanor. You're going to pay a fine. You're going to probably settle out of court with this guy. You're going to fix his glasses. You'll give him an exclusive. Maybe you guys shake hands and find out that we can all go our separate ways and be happy, and we move on with our lives. But he is not responsible for somebody else's actions. That is absolutely stupid. And I hate the fact that people are even trying to compare that, like, this is somehow Trump's fault. Stop that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. It is the most wonderful weekend because it's the start of summer. Travel time, baby. We're all on the road. Gas prices a little bit down comparatively to last year. Everybody's feeling good. By and large, weather across America looks good. We're going to be in the car. Being in the car is a great thing. Having a car that works is a great thing. But do you have any kind of protection, backup? If you don't, do what I did. Get extended coverage from CarShield. We know what a new engine could cost. You don't want to be without. We know what a new transmission could cost. We don't want to be without. It's not like if your car gets sick, you take it in today, they give it back to you in a few hours. No. Sometimes it takes days. With CarShield, you get 24/7 roadside assistance. You get a rental car while your car's in the shop. You get peace of mind of knowing that should something happen to your car, CarShield's going to take care of it. They're going to pay the mechanic directly, the mechanic, the shop of your choice. Could be the dealership, but they're going to take care of it so you don't have to front any of the money. And with a lot of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, how good is that to know? I think it's fantastic. CarShield's administrators have paid close to $2 billion in claims, and they are ready to help you save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100. That's 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Benson or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson. Save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
We were furious about the past presidential election of a man whose presidency would eventually end in disgrace with his impeachment for obstruction of justice.
Said the lady who's not president. So how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel, Hillary? As much as you think this guy is a loser and he is horrible and he is all of those things, he beat you. Think about that for a second. Half of America thought you were worse. Just throwing that out there. That was Hillary dressed up today like she was at Hogwarts to give a commencement speech at Wesleyan. She did look like she was dressed up at Hogwarts, right? She was a muggle. Is that something? That's something. It feels like it's something from them. A muggle? Muggle. I don't even know. She might as well have been a mugwai.
Mugwai!
Don't feed her after midnight. By the way, I'm going to say this, okay? Washington Post, and Anthony's brought it up, there is a breaking down the Trump shove. If you didn't see this yesterday, the insanity of this, all the NATO leaders are together, including Dusko Markovic, which is the leader of Montenegro. And people are saying he shoved him. No, what they were trying to do is they were trying to get everybody in the positions that they were told to be in so they could take a bunch of pictures for the entire world to look at. And they break it down as if he has disrespected this guy. By the way, the leader of Montenegro said it's not even a big deal. I didn't think it was anything. There's nothing wrong with it. He didn't do anything. We were all just trying to get to our spaces. That was it. But the way they were making it out, it's like he pushed this guy. Like, I got to get to this place. I'm going to get here. So you better watch out. And he forearm shivered like he was this. He dropped the people's elbow is what they made it feel like. He did not do that. But could you at least try, Washington Post, to have some objective journalism here? Not everything is evil with Trump. And yesterday, too, for some of those candy asses over there in Europe, who were laughing, giggling, talking in their hands as Trump was giving his speech, you know. And you know what? You guys can slow your roll. You guys can slow your roll. I know you think he's an idiot, but he's worth more than all of you guys put together and then some. He's the leader of our country. And while I may not agree with everything he does, he is my leader and he is my president. And if it was Hillary Clinton, I would have said the same damn thing. We know that you enjoyed the kiss-ass, grab-ass time you had with the last guy for the last 8 years. And we know you thought the guy before that was a buffoon. But this guy's our leader. And when you laugh at him, you laugh at us. And it makes me think, well, maybe you guys need to start paying a little bit more. I'm just saying. Let's have a little bit of fun here on your Memorial Day. This here be ye urban word o' the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
We're going to do this urban like phrase of the day, but we've decided I'm going to move that till later because I got great audio with it and I want it to be longer. So today's urban word, and your kids, they know what this word is, kids, and you guys need to know too. It's called Finsta. 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 It's your urban word. It's fake Instagram, all right? You put that together. And this is what the millennial generation is doing. They have their Instagram that they want mom and dad and prospective employers and people to see. And then they got the Instagram where they live the life that they really live. So if you find out your kid's got a Finsta, you go in there and go, do you got a Finsta? They're going to look at you and then you know you got them. You know that you better show me your Finsta right now. You better show it to me. You better, right this second. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
You know, I knew he was going to start to grow up, and everybody hates him. Everybody hates the old Bieber, but he's been taking boxing classes every single day at this place called Rumble in New York. And here's where he's grown up. The people that run the place, the people that go in there, they're like, you guys have no idea. First of all, he shows up early in the morning all the time by himself. There's no entourage. There's no people. He did not ask for private lessons. He does the lessons with everybody else. He spars and has fun with everybody. He dances and sings in between the workouts with all the people. He has a good time. He takes pictures with people. He talks with people. He's a very nice guy. And I knew he's going to start to grow up. It's the hatred. It's the hatred. I'm telling you guys, you hate the Biebs. Now, I'm a believer. Because I think the kid's got talent. But I told you he was going to grow up. Remember, 20 years old, you've got $300 million. Yes, I'm buying a Ferrari, and I may buy a monkey to drive my Ferrari. That's how crazy I may be. As I get older, those things will change. But right now, I'm a 20-year-old with $300 million and all the talent in the world. But I told you he'd grow up. He does leave the gym, though, every day without his shirt because that's the Bieber thing he does. But if I look like that, I'd just never wear a shirt. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I love this country. I love the things that it allows us to do, who we are allowed to be, because it lets us be whoever we want to be, right? It allows us to be a worker bee. It allows us to have the opportunity to go out and try things. It allows us to take chances in life. Those who dare win, those who don't, well, they don't win anything. They're not remembered. Life's about risk, right? There's risk reward. More risk you take, the bigger reward. For a lot of us, it's taking an opportunity to explore different avenues of making money, to start our own businesses, to be entrepreneurial, to get out there. For some people in life, they feel like they have no chance. They feel like this country and this world's against them. Let me tell you something. Capitalism is the greatest freer of man than anything else ever. It is the great equalizer. It is the best thing ever. Free markets and capitalism. Free markets and capitalism will take people from nothing to billions. Does it do it for everybody? No. But it does take a people from nothing to the middle class. To well-to-do. Capitalism does that. Earlier this week, Dr. Ben Carson got hammered for talking about poverty in a way that I happen to agree with him.
I think poverty, to a large extent, is also a state of mind. You has the right mindset. You can take everything from them and put them on the street And I guarantee you, in a little while, they'll be right back up there. And you take somebody with the wrong mindset, you can give them everything in the world. They'll work their way back down to the bottom.
He's absolutely correct. How many times have you seen people who've had it all lose it and get it back again? There's a reason that people who win the lottery and have nothing usually have nothing. And there's a reason for people who've lost it all who rise again to even get more because they understand it. It's a mindset. How do you fix that mindset? How do you change that mindset? Again, we live in a country with opportunities. Is everything fair? No. Could it be better? Yes. But a lot of times, by trying to make things fairer, we end up hurting the ones that they try to make things fairer for. We live in the greatest time in the greatest country in history. And Dr. Carson was right there. Poverty, in many ways, like everything else, success and all of this stuff, is a state of mind. Winning is a state of mind. It's a habit. Do you have that kind of habit and work ethic? A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. A lot of people want stuff handed to them. A lot of people, they don't want the hand up. They want the hand out. There's a reason that every year people ask for money when it comes to, we're going to try to fix poverty. We're going to try to fix starvation. Because we're not passing on the thing that matters most to people, which is the knowledge on how to continually grow and get out of the situation. We're appeasing them for the day and helping them for the day. But then tomorrow comes, and what happens tomorrow? It's the old adage, give a man a fish, teach a man to fish. I don't think people get that. But it's also such a mindset. And it's amazing that, you know, people always laugh about, oh, The Secret and all these books and the Anthony Robbins of the world. Let me tell you something. There's mindsets for a reason. People go out there and they do things. They achieve things that people don't think that they can achieve. They go places in life that people don't think because they have an attitude and an understanding that they want to get to these places and they're not going to let anybody stop them. And for a lot of people, there's a fear of failure. For a lot of people, there is a, I don't want to work that hard. There is a lot of that out there. On the other side of things, you have somebody like Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg gave a commencement speech at Harvard the other day. It's a lot of political stuff, right? It's a guy that's worth, I don't know, giving on the day $60 billion, one of the top five richest men in the world. But he talked about the inequality of wealth in this country.
We have a level of wealth inequality that hurts everyone. When you don't have the freedom to take your idea and turn it into a historic enterprise, we all lose. Our society is way over-indexed on rewarding people when they're successful, and we don't do nearly enough to make sure that everyone can take lots of different shots. Now let's face it, there is something wrong with our system when I can leave here and make billions of dollars in 10 years while millions of students can't even afford to pay off their loans, let alone start a business.
There's nothing wrong with the system. You didn't even finish the school because you had an idea and a plan and you went for it. I don't see you handing out your billions of dollars, by the way, to all those kids. Just wanna let you know that. There's nothing wrong with the system. Life does not come with instructions, and it does not come with a safety net. Neither does entrepreneurship or opportunity. You seize on those things. You know, one of the things he talked about in his speech is the fact that he worked day and night tirelessly. He never stopped. He had a singular mindset of making this thing a success, and he didn't want to stop. And he worked and he worked and he worked and he worked and he did not stop. I see a lot of people out there that always want what everybody else has. The difference is, you know what they don't want? The journey to get to what those people had. Everybody wants to have a six-pack ab. Nobody wants to go to the gym. Everybody wants to be Jay-Z. Nobody wants to be poor Jay-Z coming up struggling, getting to where he got to, working hard. They want to be the end result. They don't want to take the journey. And that's what I find with a lot of people. I find some of the other things that he said, I find them to be extremely true.
We should have a society that measures progress, not just by economic metrics like GDP, but by how many of us have a role we find meaningful. We should explore ideas like universal basic income to make sure that everyone has a cushion to try new ideas. We need affordable childcare to get to work and healthcare that's not tied to just one employer. And we're all going to make mistakes. And as our technology keeps on evolving, we need a society that is more focused on providing continuous education through our lives.
The universal basic income, I think with more automation, there's a possibility that that may happen. And to what extent, I don't know. On top of that, insurance, again, there's going to have to, that's going to take time. But I love the fact that he talked about we need continual education. Because you do. You know, once you're done with school, people, a lot of people think, well, I'm out. Let me tell you something. I'm 46 years old. I learned more today than I did yesterday. I read, I envelop, I engulf everything I possibly can. I suck it all up because I need to do that. Knowledge is never ending. You have to expand. People don't understand that. They think, well, I did it, I'm done. Wrong. You're just beginning. Really, what you did is you completed something that shows employers I can complete something. You learn some stuff along the way. Real world is going to teach you more, and you'll learn more in the real world, but you've got to be willing to put the time and effort in. And in the end, the poverty mindset is very real. And we have failed people in the inner cities, and we have failed poor people across this country because we haven't done the right thing. We've given them money. We've given them homes. We have given them a lot of stuff. The one thing that we haven't done that we needed to do is we needed to go and we needed to actually give them something that truly was long-lasting, and that is the ideas and understanding on how to get out of the situation they're in by passing on the success and how you got there and not the dollars. Yeah, dollars are needed, but without that success, those dollars don't come back. Ben Carson's right. A lot of people out there have a lot of money and they lose it. And they got nothing. And they come back bigger and stronger. And a lot of people out there, they get something, i.e., you would both know, lottery winners. And how many of them, within a few years, athletes, within a few years, have nothing to show for it? Something to think about. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Radio Shack, I love you, and I'm going to tell you this right now. I've seen your Twitter page. Please take it down. It's sad. You were taking something in my life that I absolutely loved as a child. On Christmas Day, I could always count on getting something from Radio Shack, a robot, a remote control car with the batteries, the whole nine yards. I was so excited. I'd get the ads. I'd see them. Mom, I got to have. Mom, Dad, I got to have. I got to have. You're now embarrassing yourself. You're the athlete that stayed on too long. I'm imploring you, please, for the love of goodness, stop trying to sell all the fixtures on Twitter. You're ruining my childhood memories with your sadness. In fact, your sadness is getting on me via the internet, and I'm going to have to ask you to stop that. Not trying to be a jerk, but don't be that athlete that hung on too long. Don't be Babe Ruth when he was well past his prime and he was 50 pounds overweight and he couldn't even run the bases himself. Please, let's remember him as the big Sultan of Swing. Let's remember you as those great 70s and 80s stores that used to give me the cool robot and the video games. Let's remember, I don't want you to sell your clipboards on Twitter. It's so embarrassing. I feel sorry for you. I really do. So please, I implore you. I don't care if you do it on your stores. You have the big sign going out of business, the whole nine yards. But all I'm asking you to do is stop embarrassing yourself on the internet. Please, I care for you. You're ruining my memories. Hey, kids and kittens, guess what? Proving economy. Not for Radio Shack, but for a lot of other places. And because of that, people are in need of good employees. You're like, yeah, I am. So what do you do? Now, you could do the thing you've done all along, which is go to one site, maybe two, right? Put an ad out there, hoping you get something better than what you've gotten before. But we all know that you're essentially committing insanity, doing the same thing over and over again. Or you could go to ZipRecruiter.com. You see, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 sites plus, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city, any industry, nationwide. You post once, you watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. So it makes it easier for you, so you don't have to worry about juggling calls or emails to your office. You quickly rate and screen the candidates, and then you hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, my listeners, that's the listeners here at the Chad Benson Show, you guys, you can post your job for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/reports. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Go there. Post your job for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report. Talk a little movies. Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It is the unofficial kickoff, I guess, to summer. And when I was younger, people get excited because Memorial Day weekend is when they would really roll out the big movies. Now, because there are so many big movies, you get them throughout the year. But still, summer is the big movie grab. And this is usually when the big movies land in theaters. You got two big movies coming out today. Both of them debuted last night, essentially, early showings. You got Pirates 5 and Baywatch. Should be interesting. Should be interesting. Johnny Depp needs a hit. Dude's had some troubles. He's spent a lot of money. He has fought his now ex-wife. He has had some legal troubles with trying to get dogs into Australia. He has kind of gone off the rails on more than a few occasions. And, oh, by the way, a good portion of several of his last movies have completely bombed. And so, never fails, here comes Jack Sparrow, maybe to save him. They're expecting, based on last night, did about $5.5 million, that they're thinking it's over the four-day weekend, it's going to do about $80 million. Baywatch, they run around Guardians of the Galaxy, still holding $25 million, and Alien Covenant doing 22.7-ish. Our good friend Anthony here went and saw it last week, and he thought, meh. He gave it a meh. He gave it a meh. I had a couple buddies who went and saw an early screening. They work in the industry of Baywatch. Said it was funny. Says it's better than Chips. Chips was lame. This was funny, and it is. He says The Rock is great. Zac Efron's great. Lots of girls in bikinis, and it's a good time. You can't take it serious. It's campy. It's not like, you know, people remember Baywatch. It's not serious. There's no seriousness. It's all kind of a fun action movie. So that's, I like that. That's like takes, that's, you know, it's 90 minutes to take your mind off stuff. But we do have some good news besides that. First of all, this is going to be coming to a theater near you soon. Movie. Sausage Party director is going to direct it. Now the battle is it going to be a movie that is going to be live action, which I hope it is, or animation? I don't know. I'm hoping it's live action because we've seen the animation and it's so, man, they could do so much nowadays, people. So incredible. They can do so much. And I know the Flintstones were campy and it wasn't great. But they did make two or three of them. But I'm telling you, I think you could do a live action version. I think it would be amazing. I don't know how expensive it was going to be. The guy that's going to helm it is going to be the man, Conrad Werner, who co-directed the movie Sausage Party. So we'll see what happens. But Man, I would love for it to be a live action. And if it's going to be cartoon, then I need a piece of the cartoon. And by the way, coming out next week is Wonder Woman and Men Are Pissed.
Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman!
Yeah, yeah! All the world's waiting for you. And the power you possess.
Apparently they had a
in your satin tights.
Private showing for women only. And men were upset. The Alamo Draft House Theater in Austin, a lot of men were pissed off. They call it fragile men. No, they're nerds. They want to see the Wonder Woman movie. They like that stuff. But understand, you could call them fragile men, but if men had a viewing of something, women would bitch about that and say, oh, and what are we to say? Fragile women? No, a bunch of guys want to see Gal Gadot. They couldn't wait a week. They want to see this movie early. We'll see how Wonder Woman does, and if she can hold her own, comes out next week. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. It's 323-538-2423. Also email us, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.